Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. You win in the locker room first, the seven C's to build a winning team in business sports. And Life is a concise leadership and team building book by John Gordon and former NFL head coach Mike Smith. It combines Gordon's work on positive leadership with Smith's experience leading the Atlanta Falcons through a major organizational turnaround and later reflecting on mistakes that weaken performance. The book argues that teams do not begin winning on the field, in the marketplace, or during public performance. They win first through the internal environment, where values, relationships, habits, and expectations are formed. Its central framework is the seven C's culture: contagious, consistent, communicate, connect, commitment, and care. Written for coaches, executives, educators, managers, and team leaders, the book is practical rather than theoretical. Its purpose is to show how leaders can build a durable team culture before strategy, talent, or pressure exposes weaknesses. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, culture as the root system beneath visible performance. The first major idea in the book is that culture precedes results. Gordon and Smith treat culture not as office atmosphere or motivational language, but as the shared values, expectations, beliefs, and behaviors that guide decisions when pressure rises. This view is especially important because many organizations focus on visible outcomes such as wins, revenue, rankings, or productivity without examining the conditions that produce those outcomes. The book frames culture as the root system and results as the fruit. If the root is weak, short-term success may still occur, but it is less likely to last. Leaders therefore have to define what the team stands for, communicate it repeatedly, and protect it from behavior that undermines trust or effort. The point is not that culture replaces talent or strategy. Rather, culture determines whether talent and strategy can be used consistently. In this sense, the locker room is a metaphor for the internal life of any team, where habits are formed before public performance is measured. Secondly, contagious energy as a practical leadership force. The book gives unusual weight to the idea that energy spreads through a team. The term contagious is not used only in a cheerful or inspirational sense. It refers to the way attitudes, effort levels, language, and emotional reactions influence group behavior. A leader who tolerates chronic negativity, selfishness, or indifference allows those patterns to become normal. Conversely, a leader who models optimism, resilience, and constructive urgency can make those qualities easier for others to adopt. Gordon and Smith connect this idea to the daily presence of leaders and influential team members, not merely to speeches or slogans. Positive energy has to be embodied by people who shape the informal culture of the locker room. This includes selecting, developing, and empowering individuals who strengthen the group rather than drain it. The book avoids presenting positivity as denial of problems. Its more practical claim is that teams handle problems better when their shared emotional climate supports effort, accountability, and belief rather than blame or resignation. Thirdly, consistency as protection against complacency and panic. Another core topic is the need for leaders to remain consistent through success and failure. Smith and Gordon argue that teams are vulnerable in both conditions. After success, complacency can weaken preparation and make members rely on past achievements. After failure, panic can cause leaders to abandon principles, change messages too quickly, or blame individuals instead of correcting systems. Consistency means holding to values, standards, and process, while still making adjustments where needed. This is one of the more grounded parts of the book because it distinguishes stable leadership from rigid leadership. The leader should not ignore evidence or repeat ineffective practices. But the team should know that expectations and values will not shift with each win or loss. The book also emphasizes beginning again, rather than living on prior results. In a business or school setting, this means treating each cycle, season, or project as a new opportunity to earn trust and performance. Consistency creates psychological clarity, which makes sustained execution more likely. Fourthly, communication that turns values into shared operating language. The communication section of the book focuses on repetition, clarity, and alignment. Gordon and Smith argue that values have little effect unless they become shared language throughout the organization. Leaders may believe they have communicated a message because they said it once, but teams usually need important themes repeated through meetings, informal conversations, rituals, and visible decisions. The book highlights the role of consistent messaging among all leaders, not only the person at the top. If assistant coaches, managers, or senior employees communicate conflicting priorities, the culture becomes unclear and people follow whatever message seems most convenient. Effective communication, therefore, includes both the content of the message and the unity of those delivering it. This principle has direct application beyond sports. In companies, schools, hospitals, or military units, people need to understand what matters most, how success will be defined, and which behaviors support the mission. communication is presented less as polished speaking and more as disciplined reinforcement of what the team must remember under pressure. Lastly, connection, commitment, and care is the human foundation of teamwork. The later parts of the 7Cs emphasize that teams perform better when members are connected, committed, and genuinely cared for. The book treats relationships as performance infrastructure, not as a secondary benefit. Connection builds trust, and trust makes it easier for people to accept feedback, sacrifice personal preference, and work for one another rather than merely beside one another. And work all, Gordon and Smith stress that leaders should know team members beyond their roles and create opportunities for people to connect outside normal task execution. Commitment then becomes more credible because members see that the leader is invested in the group rather than simply demanding output. Care completes this logic by showing that high standards and personal concern are not opposites. A leader can demand excellence while also supporting people as human beings. This theme is especially relevant in environments that confuse toughness with emotional distance. The book argues that durable teams need accountability, but accountability works best when people believe they are valued and not merely used. In conclusion, You Win in the Locker Room First is best suited for readers who lead or influence groups, athletic coaches, business managers, school administrators, nonprofit leaders, military team leaders, and informal culture carriers inside organizations. Its practical benefit lies in giving leaders a simple framework for diagnosing team health before problems appear in performance metrics. Readers can use the 7Cs to examine whether their group has clear values, positive energy, steady leadership, aligned communication, strong relationships, real commitment, and visible care. The intellectual value of the book is modest but useful. It reframes performance as the result of internal conditions rather than isolated tactics or individual talent. Compared with many leadership books, it stands out because it is brief, direct, and grounded in the pressure of professional sports while remaining transferable to business and community settings. It does not offer a complex research model or a detailed organizational theory. Its strength is a memorable operating framework supported by real coaching experience, including reflection on both turnaround success and later failure. Readers looking for deep academic analysis may find it limited, but leaders seeking a practical culture checklist will find it clear and applicable. If you would like to support John Gordon, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.